Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 192. Today we start discussion on another very important organ that is controlled from the cerebral medulla, and that is testicles in males. They are originally formed in the abdominal cavity of a male fetus, and approximately around the 7th month of gestation, they descend into the scrotum, carrying with them a layer of peritoneal membrane called tunica vaginalis testis, which we studied under the organs controlled from the cerebellum. The germ cells within the testicles also we studied under the organs controlled from the brainstem. In addition to that, there are interstitial cells called Leydig cells that produce testosterone and small quantity of estrogen. Germ cells are transformed into mature sperms with the help of testosterone and are stored in the epididymis for 1 month. At the time of sexual arousal, the sperms enter the seminal ducts, and during ejaculation, they are emptied into the urethra and expelled with the seminal fluids from prostate gland and the seminal vesicles. As a student of GNM, please bear in mind that following the death of Dirk, Dr. Hammer, his father developed a testicular teratoma of the germ cells derived from the endoderm and controlled from the brainstem. What we start studying today is the organ testicles that derived from the new mesoderm and controlled from the cerebral medulla. As told earlier, and as in the case of all organs and tissues derived from the new mesoderm and controlled from the cerebral medulla, there is a crossover correlation from the brain to organ. That means the right testicle is controlled from the left side of the cerebral medulla, and the left testicle is controlled from the right cerebral medulla. In the cerebral medulla, their centers are located at the area where the cerebral medulla adjoins the midbrain. Another very important information is that just as the uterus and the prostate share the same brain relay in case of females and males, the ovaries and testicles also share the same brain relays. Now we move to the most important aspect of the study of testicles, and that is the biological conflict linked to the testicles. It is also the same loss conflict concerning the loss of a loved one, exactly as the loss conflict in case of ovaries in females. We have to differentiate the profound loss conflict linked to male germ cells, which is more of a primeval nature. The loss conflict linked to the testicles can also be triggered by the fear of losing a beloved one. This beloved one can even be a pet. Suppose the individual happened to face a breakup with or death of a loved one, and he is constantly making self-blame over the incident, he can become conflict active with the loss conflict that is linked to his testicles. Other situations in which a male can suffer from the loss conflict linked to testicles are an argument, betrayal, or unfaithfulness of someone very close, like a friend or a partner. It is very important to bear in your mind that the loss conflict linked to the testicles is not the territorial loss conflict one used to suffer when he loses a property, a business, or a home even. The loss conflict related to testicles, as in the case of ovaries, also is always the one concerning a person or a pet. We will now take up the discussion of the symptomatology of the conflict active phase of the SBS of testicles. Being an organ derived from the new mesoderm and controlled from the cerebral medulla, as in the case of all organs of that category, there will be cell loss or necrosis in the testicles. But this may not give very noticeable symptoms for the individual, except that he may suffer from light pulling sensation in the scrotum. Naturally, there will be a decrease in the level of the testosterone. This low level of testosterone can result in the reduction of the production of sperms also. At this point, we have to recollect what we studied under the principle of gender, laterality, and hormone status while discussing the first biological law of nature. There we studied about the male and female conflict areas and that the testicular necrosis can decrease the level of testosterone in one's body and thus the conflicts will be experienced in a male fashion. According to the same principle of gender laterality and hormone status, the side where a conflict is to be impacted is determined by one's hormone status also. Therefore, if there is a lasting loss conflict concerning a loved one, there will be considerable reduction in the testosterone production and sperm production, leading to infertility. This may be recovered if he succeeds in the resolution of the lost conflict. Here again, the side to be affected, whether right or left testicle, is determined by the principle of biological handedness as well as by whether the conflict is partner-related or mother-child related. Friends, please wait for the discussion of the remaining part of the SBS of testicles tomorrow. Until then, my best wishes for your GNM learning. I am Dr. CJ Varghese from Kerala, India.